Oh my God.
All right, I got a story for you. It's basically the same story I've been telling now for 2 years.
Oh my God.
Here it is. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, my baby brother's birthday. Okay. I got a text on Saturday from a client, buyer client I've been working with. And she drove by this listing, which she's awesome. Like, she'll see a listing and she'll run over and drive by it before we even go say it. And I tell her not to. I'm like, just call me. I'll try to meet you there that day instead of you going twice. But she's like, no. You got a 4-year-old. Let me just go check it out. And
well, you know, that's so nice because when they don't like the location, there's nothing worse than showing up, driving far, showing up, and standing at the end of the driveway. And they're like, we hate this location. And you turn
literally don't even go inside.
I give her a lot of credit for that anyway.
That's awesome. No, she's fantastic. Her whole family's great. So I said, okay, let's go through tomorrow. So this was so Sunday I schedule it, and I had to do an open house in South Philly, and right from South Philly I run to Westchester. So it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I was trying to get back because I was trying to my brother had a little birthday party and with the family, so I was like trying to get over there. So that's all right. I go down to Westchester, show his property. So anyway, we go down, and I've been working with her on and off for like a year. You know, you're not showing stuff every week, you know, but when stuff comes up that she likes and she's already scouted out and she thinks she likes it, we'll go. So it's been on and off for like a year. But and she's put some offers in on some other properties, but didn't love them, you know, but still put in great offers.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we're talking about the burbs, so of course everything's over asked. So she's an amazing buyer, and she was always going over, but didn't really like totally attack something the way you need to in this crazy market. And I don't even blame her because the market's just insane in the burbs. And if you didn't absolutely love it, just put the number in that you would be happy getting the property.
Yeah.
And also fine if somebody outbid you because you're not going to that crazy place.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That crazy mythical place. So we're walking through, and this is the first time I could see the excitement.
I could see it.
I could feel it. And she's getting excited about it. She's like, this has everything. This checks all my boxes. And she has a very specific home. She's really, that's her perfect home. So I was like, all right, that's great. Because I texted the agent before we came. Or yesterday, I texted the agent. I said, hey, is there any other offers? And I just scheduled this. It's not confirmed yet. She's like, no, it's okay. I'll get you confirmed. No problem. So I thought it was wide open.
Oh, no.
So we get done going through the property, and we're back outside, and we're talking strategy and what we're going to do and stuff like that. And I take out my phone. I look at the listing, and there's a listing note on the listing, and it says multiple offers received. Best and final deadline Sunday 7 p.m.
Oh, is that the worst? Well, at least it wasn't like Sunday 4 p.m. and it's 3.
Well,
there's no way you'll get home to do it.
Right.
I've been in that situation before.
So I said, I'm looking at my phone. She's like, what? I said, I have to go home now and write this offer. She's like, oh. I was like, it's due in a couple hours. Let me get going. So, speed race home. Write this baby up. And she goes super aggressive. And it's great. And I'm all on board because it's finally the one that she thought was the one.
Yeah.
We put together something amazing, okay? So it was, without giving too many details, it was pretty expensive home.
Details.
I know, pretty expensive. We still went $100,000 over.
Mm-hmm.
Cash. Mm-hmm. $100,000 over. Cash.
Yep.
Okay? Quick close, 30 days or whatever. And flexible. So I also made that a point. Close in 30. If you need 60, no problem. If you want 20, we could probably work out 20. whatever, you know, flexible. Everything's flexible. The only tiny check mark that I thought was against us was the home inspection. So, and I don't blame her. She's a single woman. Like,
yeah,
she wants to have the home inspection. So
I don't blame
offered
anybody for wanting an inspection.
Right, right. I don't even recommend it. I let my buyers know they're probably going to be up against offers that are waiving that.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, if she don't want to do it, I don't blame her. But we also offered a $10,000 credit for any repairs. Like, she wasn't, we're not trying to go after anything crazy, outlets or anything. It's just anything big.
Oh, like a $10,000
deductible. There was electrical.
Yeah,
$10,000 deductible for anything we found. You know, like, in other words, we're not nitpicking. It's like,
right,
if the whole house needs to be rewired and it's $40,000, we need to know that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if there's major plumbing problems, we need to know. That's it. I mean, I could see that mechanicals look good. They look newer. But you still have to have them tested by, you know, the inspector. He'll tell you how efficient they are, right? So, but that was the only thing. Everything else was like home run. And how much we went over, I was like, even if we ran into buyers that were waving, I don't think they were going to go where we went. And we lost. Again.
Oh,
again.
Girl, I'm sorry. That has been my last 3 weekends in a row. I get you. I get it. We have absolutely done that. Well, you know the one I was in competition with Sheena with. We went like 125 over. Cash. It was just a simple house. It was like a nice little house, but it wasn't like anything crazy. It wasn't like a one of a kind. There just wasn't anything else on the market. Yeah. We paid the sellers. We offered to pay the seller's transfer tax. We did a take it or leave it inspection. So we actually crossed off the, right to negotiate. We paid the transfer tax. We went 125 over. It was cash. Didn't get it. I mean, that was the one I competed with Sheena against.
Right.
I mean,
no,
it
I remember,
was
yeah.
just, it is just brutal. Oh, I'm sorry for your buyer. I hate
I know,
it when it's the
just,
one, when it's
so
really the one.
Bad. I know. It's just.
And then making that phone call. That's my least favorite thing in the
world.
Yeah,
I know. I called her this morning and, because I didn't find out till this morning. Although I saw the email. The agent sent me the email late last night, so I wasn't going to do anything. Plus, I never, unless we're up against a deadline, I never give clients bad news at night. Never.
Really?
I did it once in the beginning, and I'll never do it again. Unless the deadline is midnight, like for that day, like I have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but here's where that Other can burn that, you. Here's what happened to me multiple times. It didn't happen multiple times. It happened maybe twice, and I have not let it happen again. The agent has multiple offers, right? And they're so sick of the phone calls and they're so sick of everything that as soon as they accept one, they mark it pending immediately in the MLS. And I have been in a situation where I decided, let me just give my buyer some time. I'll call them in the morning. And then they wake up to it's pending before I had the chance to call them and tell them they didn't get it. And then they're calling and kind of freaking out because it was changed in the MLS.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay
oh,
with
I'm
that.
Not.
Yeah,
I want to be
tell
the
you,
one
I'll
to break
you
that
why.
News.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because sleep's very important to people. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And I hate giving bad news, and then you get a bad night's sleep. And I would explain that to the client. Now, if I was checking my email up until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I, even if I got it at 10 o'clock,
enough.
What am I supposed to do? Am I going to tell my buyer at 10 o'clock at night? First
no,
of all,
no,
I would
no,
never
no.
reach out. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it anyway.
10 is my
so
always my cutoff.
Yeah, I didn't get the email. It was 11. So I called her like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I did it like first thing because it's tearing me up. And I can't, and putting it off is just killing me. So I'm like, I got to get this over with. Like, there's no easy way, and you got to make the phone call. It just didn't feel like a text was good.
No.
I
no,
call
no.
her, and I said, how you doing? And she goes, well, oh, I don't know. How am I doing?
Oh, that's
we'll
what
see
they
in a minute.
Say.
And I was like, I just said, I'm sorry. She's like, no. And I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like,
did the agent give you any indication about like where you fell in line, how many offers
she
had.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always, from a listing agent perspective, we talked about this multiple times, but that is so important to be able to, you know, when you have multiple offers and you're letting people down, to tell them kind of where they stood and what kind of offers were received. You don't have to give away the farm. You don't have to tell everything. But, you know, I always let people know kind of what's going on. Because the buyer's going to ask. As soon as they say you didn't get it, they're going to say, well, how many offers were there? How far away was
I? I knew what it was. I mean, she was super sweet. I could tell, like, you know how we email all the agents back that submitted offers, and it's kind of like a group email, just explaining everything. Her email was to me in particular because she mentioned the fact that I missed my brother's birthday. So she's like, I'm so sorry you missed the party. Because I told her, I said, listen, I'm running home. It's my brother's birthday. Because I kind of floated the numbers by her.
Yeah.
And just to try to get a feel.
Yeah.
And like, she was like, yeah, you should write that up. Now, the number I floated to her was even 50,000 less than I end up doing. So when she gave me the, you could probably write that, and then I'm going where we went, I'm like, all right, this is the one.
Yeah.
This is the one. So she mentioned that in the email, and then I emailed her back. I was like, can you just give me, was it the inspection, the fact that we were doing it? Even though I told you, the house looked immaculate. I've been through enough houses where I could tell you, unless there's something crazy behind the scenes, it was not $10,000 worth of stuff that was going to this house was going to need. So I knew like it couldn't be that, but you got to remember, when you elect an inspection contingency, you're also keeping the right to terminate that deal within the first 10 days.
Exactly.
So that's really what it is. So she did reach back out to me and she was like, three of the offers were really tight. You were one of them. And the other two didn't have the inspection contingency. And she's like, we weren't worried about inspections really at all, but it was a situation where it was like, there was an elderly woman who owned the home and she was not really dealing with this sale like her kid was, who doesn't live there, and like they didn't want it. They're just trying to eliminate as many hurdles as possible, and I get it. And she's like, you know, you have two others that are close that don't have, that can't terminate. So, you know, it's just, you know, you can't pass those up, and I get that.
Unfortunately,
there's just nothing we can do about that. Because if you want to have that inspection, you're going to have that.
And
I don't blame you for having an inspection. I get it.
I don't blame anybody for having it. I mean,
there's nothing we could do about that, though, that, you know.
Yeah, I will say it's always about, like, I tell my buyers, let's figure out who the seller is and what's going to be most appealing to them. So if it is an older person who's been in a home for a long time and, like, you know, their family members are selling it, they do not want to deal with, they don't even know what could come up during an inspection. They assume the house is fine, but they don't know what'll come up. And to them, not having an inspection might be a better deal than taking a higher offer. But again, this is where the agent comes in. It's all about weighing the risk. So you say, okay, we had 17 offers here. This one went 100,000 over. Everybody else is, you know, the next highest is maybe 80,000 over. We've got $20,000 here. Let's like roll the dice and see what the inspection will reveal. And if the buyers terminate, we can probably go back to the 17 other offers. You can get another offer. You know that this is going to sell again. Or is it just easier to just take it? Like, that's what my mom did. And I was kind of actually telling her, like, yeah, you could probably wait this out through the weekend at the very least and get more offers and go with someone higher. But she went with a lower offer that waived everything because she was just like, I don't want to deal with anything. I know the septic system is old. I know, you know, I just don't want to have to deal with it. I want no inspections. And so that's what she got. But she definitely could have gotten more money had she, you know, I was trying to help her like weigh that risk. Like, yeah, but we can put it back on the market in 10 days if they terminate and you might make an extra $30,000.
I get it. And you're right. But there's also that, you know, why did this deal fall apart? Well, it was the inspection.
True.
Okay, so let me see this report. All right, so now knowing this, you maybe some other buyers just back out totally, or you wind up getting a lower number anyway. And then there's the time factor. Now you got to go through their inspection. So there's risk. And what happens is, and I get it, like what happens is with these sellers is they're getting so much more for their house than they even thought.
Yeah.
What? Why? They're not going to chase the extra 10, 20 on the back end. It sounds crazy, right? But if you're 100 over and you're like, okay, well, for 10,000 less or 20,000 less, we're done right now.
There's
no appraisal. There's no inspections. We just go to settlement. You're like, sign me up for that because, you know, who the hell knows?
Exactly.
So I almost want to apologize to the listeners because I'm so tired of talking about this crazy bird market. But it's our lives right now. And if I had this great cheery story to tell you, I would. But this is what we're dealing with. So for the listeners, if there's something else you want to hear, we have the forms in the listening notes. Click the form and fill out, Bill, tell a story about your socks. And I'll do that. I don't have any stories about my socks. But you get the point.
Yeah.
You're in control of this show, listeners. Yeah. But this is our lives right now, and it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right, Kristen, this has been not so fun. The coffee's been delicious. This conversation's making me upset.
I'm sorry.
I can't wait for
a
happy hour. But so anyway, let's get back at it. Let's get back to work, and I'll see you at happy hour.
All right. See you at happy hour.
What do you think?